The beta machine right there on KX93.5. Alyssa hanging out with you. Earlier, I told you we were going to have the Sway in studio with us, and I've got them here right now. They're going to play a little live song for you. Maybe you know this one, Swiss Bank Account on
KX93.5. One, two. One, two.
Being back for a minute is giving me chills. My old friends with the cheap beer and cheap thrills. I forget some people don't mind standing still. You know I got out for a reason. A guess that I call LA my home. I'd be like, sure thing if you say so. No one guessed that I'd ever get this close to a curly haired girl from the East Coast. I'm cutting your hair out in the bathroom naked. That tiny little space will get you so frustrated. I talk about the day I'll be able to say I made it. Whatever that means, man, I don't know. Without you, give me kingdom without a queen. Too heavy is the crown without you. Why would I ever need a Swiss bank account? No, I never liked spending money on myself. But since I met you, I've been feeling really generous. I wanna see us in Italian no more. Cheap beer and cheap thrills, oh no. Take a sun and other margaritas in the house. I just wanna give you all that you deserve, oh.
Cutting your hair out in the bathroom naked. That tiny little space will get you so frustrated. Talk about the day I'll be able to say I made it. Whatever that means, man, I don't know. Without you, you're the king without a queen. Too heavy is the crown without you. Why would I ever need a Swiss bank account without you? A kingdom without a queen. Too heavy is the crown without you. Tell me why would I ever need a Swiss bank account?
That was awesome, guys. And we have the Sway right here on KX93.5. That was Swiss Bank Account. I know they're getting a little settled here. And I want to ask you guys, because I watched the music video. It's actually really, really cool. And I want to know how you wrote that song, how you came up with the music video. Tell us all about it.
So I guess the song came about. Whoops, wrong mic. Let me just adjust this real quick.
You're good.
So, the song came about after a brief trip to Stockholm, because my mother is Swedish, and I was visiting her and some old friends, and basically how I felt after coming back to LA, sort of.
Cause okay.
I did a lot of, like, nothing when I used to live in Stockholm. A lot of the same stuff. And I was, like, reflecting on that and just kind of feeling a certain way. And I guess I was in a kind of negative space when I wrote that and feeling negatively like towards that whole thing. So I just wanted to kind of get that out. And then that sort of transitions into a song about me and, you know, my girlfriend and the things that we do and, you know, very literal things that we actually have done. I talk about in that song and, yeah, just like never really having any thoughts of like making money for myself until you meet that one person that you want to, you know, make a really good life for, you and her. And that's what it's about. There's no need to have a Swiss bank account if you can't share it with, if you can't share the success or your fame and fortune or whatever it is with that person. So that's what it's about.
Now, I have to ask, because you say curly girl, haired girl from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Where on the East Coast?
She's from Maine.
From Maine. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. North, north. I'm from Jersey. So.
Oh, yeah. My dad's from Jersey.
Yeah. From where?
From, it's a small town. It's called Fairhaven.
I know where Fairhaven is.
Yeah,
I actually grew up a couple towns over from Fairhaven.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So it's kind of funny.
Nice.
Small world. Small
yeah,
world.
Yeah, for sure.
Together. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you guys are putting out some new music as well.
Yes. Yes,
Do you know, have you started recording it? Who are you working with? Can you tell me?
Well, the EP number two is finished. So that's going to be out soon, really soon.
Did you name it yet?
Yeah. So the first, it was supposed to be an album with a very long title. It was supposed to be called I Want the Key to Your Heart, but mainly the password to your Wi-Fi. So now the first EP is I Want the Key to Your Heart. And the second one is, but mainly the password to your Wi-Fi. So they're like twins.
I like that.
Yeah. They've got the same kind of like cover art and stuff. So they go together.
Nice.
Yeah.
So do you have a release date yet or are you still in studio?
It's finished. Right now we're just in the process of working things out with our like distribution label. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a date really soon though. It's going to be announced.
Awesome.
Yeah. In so about 2 months.
About 2 months. About are two you releasing months. Both parts at the same time or one part
no,
first?
No, and no, then the first part is out.
The first part's the first, out. Got yeah. it. So then it'll all come together.
Exactly.
So would you consider it once they're both released a full album or are you still going to see them as two separate EPs?
I mean, you know, they were supposed to be a full album, but now I can sort of see them as like separate entities, sort of. Like they're twins, but they're not, you know, they're
Do
not
they
connected.
Have different vibes?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, the songs are similar vibe-wise.
Yeah.
Swiss Bank Account is on it, which is a new song. That's a brand new song. And the other songs were written, like, you know, during the same period.
Mm-hmm.
So Swiss Bank Account, I guess, sort of differs a little bit from the rest of them. But otherwise, yeah, it's like yeah. They carry the same sort of spirit.
Now, how did you guys come together as a band?
Well, we all met in college. We all went to college in Los Angeles. And I guess I met Kadu like the last 2 weeks of college before graduation. And we just started talking. He's a drummer. And I was like, dude, I got a project that I want to, you know, I need a drummer for. And then these guys just kind of fell like a Tetris game. It's like they just fell into place. Yeah.
It's always cool when you guys like are friends and you know each other because then it becomes more like a family.
Yeah.
It's interesting watching bands come in and some of them are so disconnected and some just mesh really well together.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting how things work out and pan out, but you can tell you guys are close. You're sitting almost on top of each other. You're that close.
That's how we normally do it as well.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's like home to you being
exactly.
tucked in here. So do you guys have any shows coming up?
Yeah, we
this
do.
This Saturday.
This Saturday, we're playing Station 1640 in Hollywood.
Yep.
If anybody's around, should definitely come see us at 8 p.m. And we're playing Di Piazza in Long Beach on the 11th of April. I had to get that from my manager because I'm not. I'm so oblivious. But yeah, that's
you just
what we're
show
doing.
Up with the instruments and play, right?
Basically, yeah, that's what we. Some bands they don't have the luxury; they have to do all this stuff by themselves. But we have a manager; she deals with everything, so it's great.
That's nice. It makes it easier for you.
Yeah,
less jumbled around up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, influences. How did you? I see you're wearing a Zeppelin T-shirt.
Yeah.
So is that a big influence on you guys, or
not anymore? Not in this. Time of my life. There was a time though where I was very influenced by Jimmy Page.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing guitar when I was like 14, and Slash and Jimmy Page were like the biggest influences. So yeah, I can wear it and I can be like, I listen to him. I actually listen to him at one point.
And what about the rest of the band? Influences?
I grew up on like early, like, or like the 80s rock thing with Toto and all those guys. And I carry that with me, I guess. But now lately it's been a lot of like James Bay, the 1975, and all of those like modern guys.
Yeah.
Well.
I guess 1975 is my biggest influencers.
Yeah, I can definitely hear that in you guys.
Yeah, and my foundation is punk rock, so that's why I grew up. But definitely, I love 1975 and all those like it.
Yeah.
My very biggest influence, like lyric-wise, is Lana Del Rey.
Well, yeah,
and musically, yeah.
Yeah,
she's
great. She is fabulous, and I mean, she's got some set of pipes.
Literally, without her in existence, we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Really? Yeah. Why is that?
Because I was doing some metal stuff way back when, and then I heard her first album, and I was like, switch.
You know, it's kind of funny because my brother does metal and progressive rock and stuff, but he's obsessed with Lana Del Rey. And it's interesting because I'm finding that for some reason that ear and tone likes her sound. So it's not the first time that I've heard that somebody switches just because of
someone like her. She opened up a whole new world for me, that's for sure. So lyrically and like sound wise.
Now, do you write most of the lyrics?
I write all the lyrics.
All the lyrics? Do you write them all the music as well? Does it come together as one? Or?
It starts with like my sort of skeleton, sort of, I guess you could say. And then we sort of add the meat and the skin, the eyeballs.
The rest of it.
Together.
Right?
Yeah.
To make it a person.
But I definitely sit and write lyrics by myself in my room. With no lights on.
Now, was that something that you wrote for Swiss Bank Account, something you wrote on the plane ride back, or did you sit down once you got home, or how did that one start?
I think I started the lyrics while in Europe.
Okay.
And then I sort of finished the lyrics when I was back home.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
I think that was the first song that we all kind of contributed, that as we recorded as a band. Like, Freddie had a bunch of stuff pre-recorded that we kind of, how does it, modified into how this way is sounding, but
this was more of a band effort from start to finish.
It's the first real product, and it's I think you can tell as well. Like,
so our new stuff, the stuff that we're actually writing now with this producer that we can't say who it is, but that stuff is like a band effort from the get-go. So that stuff is like way more interesting. I'm super stoked on that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Can't wait to hear that one come out. And when you do get that release date, let me know.
Oh, yeah.
And throw me the new single so that way we can get it on.
Definitely, for sure.
And I know people want to know how they can get your music, how they can get in touch with you. Where do they do that?
Go on YouTube. We got a bunch of videos. Look up The Sway, Swiss Bank Account. You can watch that one. It's a good video. I love it. We're on Spotify and all that stuff, but right now we're in sort of a transitional period where we're switching up from Sway to The Sway. So right now it's like a little bit of a, you can still find us on under Sway, but it's going to be under The Sway really soon. Yeah. So.
Which is good for people to know, because I questioned that before too, because I saw stuff coming in under both, so I wanted to make sure. But that was The Sway, and thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to close it out with Swift's Bank Account here on KX93.5.
Being back for a minute is giving me chills. My old friends with the cheap beer and cheap thrills. I forget some people don't mind standing still. You know I got out for a reason. Who would guess that I call LA my home? I'd be like, sure thing if you say so. Guess that I'd ever get this close to a curly-haired girl from the East Coast. And I'm cutting your hair out in the bathroom naked. That tiny little space will get you so frustrated. I talk about the day I'll be able to say I made it.